Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
Hello, all. It's DJ Digital Flood. You're listening to Digital Flood Pirate Radio, downloaded and available weekly from digitalflood.com. Once again, spinning soul this week without MC Mary at the Disco or Georgette at the Disco. We, this week, are going to be doing something special. We've got a whole show dedicated to Johnny Cash, the original Man in Black, the original gangster rapper. Back in the early 1960s, Mr. Cash exploded on the rockabilly scene with sounds that were very differentiated from the other artists recording at the time, and they were original sounding songs. For all those out there who've either read his biography or seen the recent movie based on his biography, you know he came up from some hard times in the South and went through a lot of different phases, including alcoholism, drug abuse, etc., etc. But what we're going to do is we're going to actually celebrate that life. He did pass away a few years back. He left us with many great songs, and we're going to kind of traverse through those songs, through that career, and relive some of those greatest hits, some of those unknown hits, and everything in between. So we hope you will stay with us this week and follow us through this journey. We would like to start off with one of Johnny's most well-known songs, a little song called Folsom Prison Blues, based, of course, on the films he saw of the inmates living in Folsom Prison, which is a real prison. He did actually go to that prison and play in that prison and record a live album of the same name. And back in the 1960s when he did that, that was a huge thing to do. 50s and 60s, no one was thinking about people in prison, much less poor people in prison. So for Cash to go out there and to connect with those poor people, to sing songs about them, and to relive why they were in there, that was a huge thing, especially in the 50s and 60s. So we're going to start off with the song, and we'll kick off this entire block of music. Once again, a tribute to Johnny Cash here on Digital Flood Pirate Radio. This is DJ Digital Flood. Let the Man in Black take it
Hello,
away.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a-moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
You are listening to the Gentle Flood.
I do my best to hide this low-down feeling. I try to make believe there's nothing wrong, but they're always asking me about you, darling, and it hurts me so to tell them that you're gone. If they asked me, I guess I'd be denied that I've been unhappy all along. But if they hurt my heart, they'd hear it cry, where's my darling, when's she coming home? I ask myself a million times what's right for me to do, to try to lose my blues alone or hang around for you. Well, I make it pretty good until that moon comes shining through, and then I get so doggone lonesome. Stand still when you're awaiting. Sometimes I think my heart is stopping too. One lonely hour seems forever. 60 minutes more to wait for you. But I guess I'll keep waiting till you're with me, 'cause I believe that loving you is right. But I don't care if the sun don't rise tomorrow, if I can't have you with me tonight. Well, I know I'll keep on loving you, 'cause true love can't be killed. I ought to get you off of my mind, but I guess I never will. I could have a dozen others, but I know I'd love you still, 'cause I get so doggone lonesome.
He's not any kind of program, Sark. He's a user.
Pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ship. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, redemption songs.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We got to fulfill the book. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships.
Minutes after they took I
from the bottomless pit.
How long shall they kill our prophets
while we stand aside and look?
Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. So won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs.
All I ever had,
redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him 'cause he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a groove at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How you gonna die? I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun. I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. And he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. Said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, 'cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a pawn, he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
DJ Digital Flood, Digital Flood Pirate Radio. Starting off this tribute to Mr. Johnny Cash, and we started off very, very strong and very, very right, I think. We started off with the wonderful Folsom Prison Blues, recorded in Folsom Prison later on in front of inmates, like I said, and during the 50s and 60s. Huge monumental thing. Talk about founding gangster rap. Talk about speaking to people who others considered untouchable, who others thought, hey, these people don't deserve anything. And Johnny Cash proved them wrong. He proved that people wanted to hear about everyday Americans, everyday people like you and me, even those who may be part of that so-called gray portion of society. Not necessarily bad people. They're people who maybe have hit on some hard times, hit into some bad things, but definitely not bad people at heart. That's who Johnny Cash sung about, the average everyday man. So Doggone Lonesome, another great Johnny Cash tune that we followed up next. And then Redemption Song with Joe Strummer, another late great legend, someone who a lot of people look to. The Clash, of course, being one of Joe's prominent projects, but he did a lot of other things besides that. And him and Johnny Cash, they're two very important people in a lot of people's musical icons library. A lot of musicians look to those two guys, and it, of course, would surprise no one that they did collaborate on a track together. And we finished up with A Boy Named Sue, probably Johnny's most famous track, the most famous thing he did, another excellent song. We're just going to jump over to some entertainment news on the side here on Digital Flood Radio, because we do all sorts of different things here, including things like news. Of course, we're going to start off by saying that it'll come as no surprise that Fred Durst and Wes Borland are fighting again. Of course, they both aren't very happy with the results of their greatest hits CD. One's blaming the other, and they're doing it over MySpace. So Wes Borland and Fred Durst, of course, growing... She would just attack me. That, I guess, is the glory of radio. But speaking of attacks, Wes Borland and Fred Durst, of course, not able to get along at all. And they're now fighting over MySpace. So they join the legions of 14 and 15-year-old boys and girls who fight over MySpace regularly. I'm glad to see that they're in good company of kids who fight over MySpace. That's a real mature thing to do. Of course, there's some other stuff going on right now. Eminem, of course, has divorced, or is filing as we speak now, for divorce from Kim Mathers, his wife. Eminem claims that they gave it another go-round. Kim claims they didn't give it another go-round, and it's his fault. Of course, it should come as no surprise they divorced. I mean, this is the second, third time they've tried to make it work. If it didn't happen after the first shot, and not picking on you guys. I'm not picking on you guys. I understand where you're coming from. High school sweethearts, the whole thing, got a kid together, trying to make things work out. If it didn't work the first time, and it didn't work the second time, it's probably not going to work the third time. You might want to take what Einstein said about insanity. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So, no offense to you, but no big surprise there. And, of course, right now, big talk of nothing to do with music, of course, but the illegal immigrant issue, how to come to copes with that. There's been tons of marches and things about that going on. And, you know, something that's almost perpetual, that's a classic theme, is the struggle, the minority trying to integrate and somehow find acceptance by the majority. And I think that brings it right back to our show that we're going through right now, because that's something that Johnny Cash talked a lot about, the minority trying to integrate with the majority, the underdog trying to make it work with the not-so-underdog. So we're going to get back into some Johnny Cash, and we'll listen to some music that involves a lot of struggle, both personal struggles, struggle with other men, struggle with the environment, struggle with the system. And I think a song that expresses that very well is Ring of Fire. So we're going to start off this block with Ring of Fire here on Digital Flood Pirate Radio, D DJ Digital Flood. Hopefully Shiva will stop attacking the microphone.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? From the cross, were you there when they took him from the cross?
Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? stone was rolled away. Were you there when the stone was rolled away?
To make a change, just relax and take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now. And I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why think of everything you've got? For you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. There's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. It's not time to make a change. Just sit down and take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them, you know, not me now. There's a way, and I know I have to go away. I know I have to go.
DJ, Digital Flood, Pirate Radio. I can't stress this enough as we listen to Johnny Cash. As we pay tribute to this man, I can't stress this enough. If you don't understand, if you've never been exposed to Johnny Cash before, that the words that he said in the 50s and 60s, the people weren't saying, "I shot a man to watch him die." They weren't talking about boozing and womanizing. Johnny Cash was touching on things that people weren't talking about, but he's also talking about social issues. He was talking about social justice way before this became popular in the late 60s, early 70s, and everyone was wearing tie-dye shirts and screaming against Vietnam and this and that. Johnny had already been there and done that. When he talked about the things that he talked about, he was relating to issues that were touching not just hundreds of people, not just thousands of people, but millions of people across the United States, things that people weren't ready to talk about. And when he's talking about Ring of Fire, which we started off with, he's talking about passion and lust, you know, lusting after another woman. You know, he's writing that song, he's talking about lusting after another woman when he's a married man. And you could say it was something like that and say, well, you know, he's a heathen. He's not someone who's morally sound. But then to hear him sing something like, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" which is what we followed up with. A very relevant song during this end of Lent period. We're in the last week of Lent, headed towards Easter. And if you're a Catholic or even a Christian, I'm a Roman Catholic myself, that's a poignant song. And to hear Johnny Cash sing that, to hear him go through those motions, it's just something that touches you. It's something that hits you right in the right spot. It's a powerful song, but it's more powerful when it's sung with someone of conviction, someone of understanding, who could understand and could relate to the passion of Christ, could relate to what that story is really about. That's Johnny Cash. You know, he spoke for those who weren't the saints, but that had been out there and had walked that path, but still recognized the good within themselves, still recognized that there's good within all of us. For him to talk about with what we followed in after that, Man in Black, where he told you why he was the Man in Black. Why did he wear black? He wore black for social justice, for the untouchables, for those without. And he spoke somberly for them. And, you know, other people, they were dressing up and wearing suits and trying to be these respectable people that were going to come on TV, where they were going to be like Elvis, where they're just shaking their hips, or the Beatles. But, you know, all these guys, they had a fashion statement. But Johnny Cash used his fashion statement as a social justice statement. He was saying, I'm mourning for the loss of the American middle class. And maybe that's only taking effect now. Maybe we're only realizing what he was talking about 30, 40 years ago, now that we're seeing the erosion of the middle class. And, you know, people were making 50, 60 a year, and they're still living in poverty. Johnny Cash was talking about that erosion, you know, 40, 50 years ago, as he was watching it happen on his doorstep down south. So it's really powerful stuff. And we finished up with Father and Son, which the background vocals are sung with Fiona Apple. And it is a later work. It was recorded on the Unearth CD, which was sessions done with Rick Rubin. Rick Rubin, famous for working with American Records, working with artists like Jay-Z and the Beastie Boys. But maybe more so now famous for allowing us to see a legend in his later years at his greatest period. Maybe when Johnny Cash's voice was its most feeble, its oldest, it was at its best because it was real. And that song to me, Father and Son, it shows that tone's there. These things he lived, very real things. We're going to get back into the music. We're going to take it back up a notch, and we're going to get back into some Johnny Cash and finish up this half-hour tribute to Johnny Cash that we're doing here on Digital Flood Pirate Radio. I am DJ Digital Flood, and this is Don't Take Your Guns to Town, Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
Now back to the music.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He laughed and kissed his mom and said, "You're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause. I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rode away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand, and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Filled with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round, wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
Thank you.
your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares, your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. Take second best, put me to the test. Things on your chest, you need to confess. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone to care. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down, down into my belly.
DJ Digital Flood.
With the twilight colors falling and the evening laying shadows, hidden memories come stealing from my mind. As I feel my own heart beating out the simple joy of living, I wonder how I ever was that kind. But the wild road I was rambling was always out there calling. You said 100 times I should have died. Then you came down and touched me and lifted me up with you. So I believe it was a road I was meant to ride. I'm like a soldier getting over the war, like a young man getting over his crazy days, like a bandit getting over his lawless ways. I don't have to do that anymore. I'm like a soldier getting over the war. Nights and days that aren't remembered, and pain that's been forgotten, and other things I choose not to recall. There are faces that come to me that I thought were long forgotten, faces that I wish would not come back at all.
But in my dreams, parade of lovers from the other times and places, there's not one that matters now, no matter who. I'm just thankful for the journey, and that I survived the battles, and that my reward for victory is you. I'm like a soldier getting over the war, like a young man getting over his crazy days, like a bandit getting over his lawless ways. I don't have to do that anymore. I'm like a soldier getting over the war.
You are listening to DJ Digital Flood.
Watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Can't believe my grandmother actually felt me up.
Some stones, saw the skin and bones of a city without a soul. I went out walking under an atomic sky, where the ground won't turn and the rain it burns like the tears when I said goodbye. Yeah, I went with nothing, nothing but the thought of you. I went wandering. I went drifting through the capitals of tin, where men can't walk or freely talk, and sons turn their fathers in.
I stopped outside a church house where the citizens like to sit. They say they want the kingdom, but they don't want God in it. I went out riding down that old late lane. I passed by a thousand signs looking for my own name. I went with nothing but the thought you'd be there too, looking for.
Yes, it is. So true. The one and only Digital Flood Pirate Radio, DJ Digital Flood. On the ones and twos, oh, so virtually speaking, since there is no ones and twos, it's really just digital multi-track. But that's neither here nor there. We are celebrating, and I do mean celebrating, the life of Johnny Cash. Don't take this wrong. This is a celebration of a man's career, not a mourning of his passing. While Johnny may be gone, he is still with us every time we spin one of his tunes, every time we hear him at the bar and raise one to him. He is with us forever. It is a perpetual life, and he really, truly has achieved life after death, whether you believe in that sort of thing or not, which I personally do, but that's neither here nor there. The fact remains that Johnny Cash still means something today. He's still absolutely 101,000,000% relevant to us and the things that we go through in our everyday life. And he will be relevant 30, 40, 152 centuries down the road, much like Beethoven. Johnny Cash is timeless. He will always, always be able to be relevant in our society. And I will not have to eat those words, I can tell you, because the things he sings about, if you haven't listened closely, maybe you should go back and listen again, because the things he sings about are relevant, whether he was singing about them in 1968, 1998, or in 2008. Still relevant today here in 2006, here in the here and now. We started off with Don't Take Your Guns to Town. We followed up with Johnny Cash's cover of Personal Jesus, originally a song by Depeche Mode. I've heard at least four or five other versions of that song covered by other bands, and honestly, I think Johnny Cash, no doubt, the best version of that song. He just brings such meaning to the words. He just changes it completely. That's something that Johnny Cash could do. He could take other artists' work and just change it completely and just make it seem even that more real. And I think that's the case with that excellent cover. We then followed with Like a Soldier, which was with Willie Nelson on that track. Willie Nelson, another national treasure when it comes to music. Willie Nelson, I'm not a big fan of country and western, I'll be honest with you. New country. But old country, people like Johnny, people like Willie Nelson, those are the people who write the songs that I can understand, that I can listen to, and really find some introspective points in that, that look at myself, make me think about my own life, make me think about where I've been, what I've been through, and there's some comfort in understanding that others have been through that struggle. So, excellent, excellent combo there. And then I Walk the Line, another great song. Once again, the passion, the things he talked about there, love, lust, it's just amazing. And we finished up with The Wanderer, which really explained Johnny Cash, I think. 100% in a nutshell, Johnny Cash. You know, you want to look at me, you want to see who I am, you want to say I'm the sinner, I'm the wrong one. Well, you know what? I've wandered around, and I've been around this country, and I've seen all these things, and this is what I've seen. And I've seen great men who aren't so great on the inside, and I've seen people who aren't supposed to be great, who are bigger than all of us, bigger than you, bigger than me. And that's what Johnny Cash was all about, letting people understand that. Sometimes those who you think are the meek do indeed inherit the earth, because their struggle, the things that they go through in their every day, is what really, really matters. And it's reaching out to those people with compassion and understanding, and being willing to look at them, look at their struggles, and see our own struggles within ourselves. That's what makes you a human being, and that's what may expose you to vulnerabilities. It may make some people think, well, that's a chance for them to see vulnerabilities in me, weakness in me. But in those struggles, learn to overcome those struggles, and learning to help those people, that's what makes us stronger people and better humans. That's what the songs are all about. I'd like to thank you for joining me this week on our tribute to Johnny Cash. You've been listening to Digital Flood Pirate Radio, downloadable every week from digitalflood.com. Next week, we will be coming back, and we will be doing our Easter special. It will be our Easter hip-hop hopping special, which I think is going to be probably a little more lighthearted, a little more fun. But that doesn't mean we can't do serious things every now and then. I certainly think it's good to reflect. I would like to close with a track, which is another cover. I talked earlier about how poignant Johnny Cash can come through when he takes other people's words and he sculpts it to his own personal struggle. And I think nothing opened up the world to Johnny Cash to me more, honestly, than hearing him cover Nine Inch Nails' Hurt. And that may be a token thing to say, but I've always loved Hurt. I've always loved Trent Reznor's body of work as an artist and a musician. But when I heard what Johnny Cash did with that song by just singing it in his own voice with a simple guitar and his voice, it really made me realize how powerful music can be. And that may sound silly, but for me as a musician and an artist, to hear someone take something and make it more simple, to strip it down even further, and to make it more powerful, that just proves what a musician and really what a gifted person Johnny Cash was. He could take something incredibly complex like Hurt Start Out and wear it down to its most simple elements, and it becomes 8 times as more beautiful. And even Trent Reznor himself is quoted as saying, "I didn't understand how powerful that song truly could be and how truly powerful those words were until I heard it coming from someone else's mouth." And that says it all. So once again, we're going to celebrate. We're going to close out this Digital Flood Pirate Radio. I'd like to thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. And thank you for spending time listening to one of my favorite artists in the whole world. Someone who's been a huge influence to me, Mr. Johnny Cash. And we can't forget his also late, great, wonderful wife, June Carter. So may they rest in peace. And we will continue to celebrate their music, continue to celebrate their lives through song, and as they continue to talk about the things that are important to us, the everyday people. Thank you for listening. Digital Flood Pirate Radio. This is DJ Digital Flood signing off with Hurt. Take it away.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, 1,000,000 miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
Digital Flood.com.
Digital Flood.